Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
6:55, coming up to 6:56 at 580 CFRA. Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us every morning at this time to look at health headlines, and this is an exciting one for many people. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
Eye damage reversed with stem cells.
That's right. This is actually, and you're absolutely right, this is quite an exciting study because of the success that they had. These were people, an Italian study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, these were people who had burns to their eyes. So the corneas of their eyes were damaged. We're not talking about the retina or macular degeneration. It's the corneas, the clear area of the eye. People who for decades were not able to see, some blind, only able to see fingers moving or colors or light flashes. And they took stem cells from their own eyes, areas of their eyes that, although they were damaged, some areas were left alone and actually healthy. And the edge of the corneas, called the limbus, has stem cells. They took those stem cells out of the eye, grew them in the lab, put them back into the eye. There was no rejection because they were their own cells. And they restored completely out of the 106 people that were studied for 10 years, and 107 eyes were corrected, 82 of them had complete vision restored, and 14 others had partial vision restored. It took about 2 months for some to get their vision back. Sometimes with more extensive damage, it took a few months longer. But nevertheless, these people had their sight restored completely with this particular procedure.
And this is a relatively common injury where people get burns to their eyes from chemicals or cleaning solvents, that sort of thing, at work or at home.
Exactly. And so this is, again, burns to the eyes, as you mentioned, and they had to have at least some part of the eye free from any damage in order for this to work. But they were able to do that for most of these people. And you can imagine how incredibly happy these people were. Some were not able to see for 60 years and had their vision restored. So this is a study that was also redone in the UK where they did similar things. So it is something that looks extremely promising to be able to do to regenerate vision for people who suffer burns to their eyes.
Thank you, Dr. Dworkin.
You're very welcome, Steve.